Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. It's 6:34. Brock, Hunter.
Good morning.
Was pretty good. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Ghost fans are going to have to wait a while for a group's new album. Frontman Tobias Forge, who is in a Swedish studio right now, tells Sweden Rock Magazine, quote, "The plan now is for me to be here in the studio writing for another 2 months until Christmas. The idea is for the album to be recorded in January. The actual recording will last around 6 weeks, and then there's 2 or 3 weeks of mixing and mastering. So sometime in March, the record should be finished, but it won't be released until after the summer." Forge adds that the album release is dependent on their ability to tour. He said, quote, "As it looks now, knock on wood, we will then go on tour. We won't release an album until we know we are actually going on tour." So, unlike pretty much every other band out there right now, they're not going to release anything until they know they can go out and support it with a tour.
It's like a big puzzle, and you got to have every piece for it to work. You know what I'm saying? Without the album, it can't be a tour. Without the tour, no album. It makes sense, too, because it definitely, an album fills stadiums. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, yeah, and it helps sell the album, too, if you're out there playing the new stuff and everything. Yeah. But I am surprised, though, that they're not kind of taking a page from other bands' books. Like, it's different right now, and who knows, we may not be able to tour until 2022, so I think they might want to rethink this whole plan there, because they may not be able to tour in 2021. You know what I mean?
It'd be a tough decision, you know. Like, what if you came out with your best stuff during the pandemic, and you couldn't tour with your best material, and then when you can, people have heard it already for so long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think people still want to come out and hear it. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, you might be forgotten, too. You might be put on the wayside, and it might be hard to get that momentum going that you had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting times. Interesting times.
If our band, Hunter, you know, the band that we put together, if we got a new album coming out, you know, I think we should just release it. We don't need to tour.
It's going to be a sick album. Man, so just sick. Wait. We're going to be dropping it soon, guys.
Here it comes. It's a rap jazz fusion album. It's crazy good.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
As I let everybody know previously, the only instrument I can play is the didgeridoo. So,
and you
how
can't
awesome
play
this
it that
album's
well.
How awesome this album's going to be. Just know.
Just wait. Just you wait. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1969, Led Zeppelin's album, Led Zeppelin II, was released officially in the United States. So it dropped sooner overseas, but then we got it here in the United States. So,
by how long, do you know? I mean, just generally. Because doesn't stuff get released there first?
No, not all. I mean, not always, but if a band is in usually overseas in Europe, that's usually where they're going to drop it first and see how it does before they swing it over to I mean, there's stuff that only gets dropped in Europe, and we don't even see it here.
It's crazy.
It all depends. Yeah. That's why everyone was all, you know, floored by the European invasion when the Beatles came over and everything, or the British invasion. The Beatles came over. You had the Animals and everything like that. Everyone was losing their friggin' minds.
Took over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So there you go. That's your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.
The Plan B Morning Show.